Hey everyone, so I am currently 24 weeks and 5 days. So we'll make this a roundup of 24 to 25 weeks. So what's been happening? Well, I have to say the last week at least, I've honestly felt like I'm in the third trimester. And I know technically I'm not, but it really I've lost pretty much most of my energy has just felt like it's just drained out of me now. I'm nearly always tired, but that could also be a thing with my antidepressants anyway. But I've not really suffered tiredness with these this medication, especially for how long I've been on it now. And also I'm having my back pain's getting really bad. I pulled a muscle in my right leg on Friday, and I remember, especially in the third trimester with my son, quite a few times when I'd. How can you explain? Well, when you wake up, and the automatic thing that you do just sort of went just before you're fully awake, your body stretches. And I did that, and that's when my leg went, and the muscle just went. It really, really hurts when that happens. It happened quite a few times with my first pregnancy, but that was in quite further on in definitely in the third trimester by that point. And that's what happened to me on Friday. I still went out because I wanted to see my friends who just had a little baby. And on the weekend, I quite regretted it. Spent a fair bit of time with my leg up, but also trying to pack as well. So that wasn't fun. Today it's better, but it's still sore. Bending my leg kind of hurts, but it's nowhere near as bad as it was on the weekend. I've definitely been able to rest it better. Also, the pains that I do get from when I'm walking, even just for a bit, still there, still a problem. Today, went to see the midwife for my checkup. This is when all the fun stuff happens. Thankfully, good news, but with a little bit of annoyance rather than bad news. The hospital that took my blood tests failed miserably, completely, by writing my date of birth incorrectly on my tubes. On my samples, should I say, and so didn't get the details back. The midwife was pretty miffed with the hospital when she saw this on her fo on the forms, well, on the computer, should I say. So she said, "I'm ever so sorry, but I'm gonna have to take some bloods from you." Anyone who's followed me knows me knows that I have a big needle phobia, but this pregnancy, I've only really had a bit of a panic attack once so far. So I just said, look, like I know that I have to get it done, just do it. So she got the stuff. Did have a bit of a moment where I just sort of had a slight panic, but did some breathing, calmed myself down, thought about the reason why I'm doing this, and she got the three tubes of samples that she required very, very quickly. Has left a bit of a soreness this time. Usually, I don't really suffer that badly. But this time it's a fair bit sore. But she was able to at least get a plaster on me and stuff and all that. Usually, I don't get a plaster. They always just sort of go, okay, bye, and that's it. I'm like, oh, thanks. Well, that doesn't really help me at all. Thank you. So that was a bit of an annoyance, but we did get to hear the heartbeat of the little girl. You can have more sweeties. We're going through some sort of sweetaholic moment today. I'm refusing to give him more. That's what was I saying before I was rudely interrupted by a toddler? Yeah, we heard the heartbeat. She actually had hiccups this time. I can't say I really know the difference when I feel the hiccups. I just feel something and it always is like, ooh, ow. But now I kind of know the difference now. I know you could hear her hiccuping as well as her heartbeat. Heartbeat was fantastic. My fear today was the urine sample. I know, sorry guys, I'm going to talk about pee. Because, again, it's something that I suffered badly with both pregnancies. This time has been really bad. I've been on really strong antibiotics for the last problem that I had, because it just wasn't clear and it was getting too severe. Which it brought up on her screen, and she was like, this is a really bad infection that it's coming up. Did they give you something? I was like, yes, they did. Honest, I'm fine. But I'm always dreading every time I go in that they're going to find something wrong. And I always hate it. And she took my stuff and, well, my wee, came back and went, yep, all clear, perfect. I was like, oh, thank God. Just so glad to just be told that everything's clear. Oh, finally, I must be doing, I don't know whether I'm doing something right or if I've just been lucky, I don't know what. That's at least a bonus, I guess. Sorry, that's the end of the wee story now. Everything's been fine. Baby's growing fine. Heart rate's fine. Alex was quite happy to hear her as well. When he heard the hiccups, he was going, hic, and pretending to hiccup as well. So that was very cute. He seems to be, he doesn't seem to understand that the baby's inside me, which I have yet to really understand how I can get him to understand that. Not that I really know if he really needs to know that, but I would like him to know that mummy's not able to do certain things because baby sister isn't letting her, shall we say. Like, he does demand being picked up a lot more lately. He's been very, very clingy recently. I'm not sure really why he's been so clingy. Like, bedtime, he always asks for a cuddle. And then he goes, cuddle, mummy, cuddle. And I'll give him a cuddle. And he goes, two cuddles, mummy, two cuddles. I'll give him another cuddle. Three cuddles, mummy, three cuddles. And then the third cuddle tends to be the one that is just where he wraps his arm right around my neck and won't let go. So, he has been very clingy lately and asking to be picked up a lot more and clinging tightly. Literally, it's like he literally grabs me by his legs around my waist, because I can almost let go of him and he'd still be stuck to me, like a baby koala. It's like a baby koala or a sloth or something. Yeah, koala would be the right thing. He's exactly like a koala. So I don't know if that's anything related to the fact that I'm having another baby, or if he's just going through a clingy time with mummy. Who knows? Sticking to the pregnancy thing still, as we've got other things going on as well. Oh, and moving house. Yes, hopefully, and I'm being very pessimistic when I say this, we should be getting everything sorted by Friday. We have finally found out, we've actually got the inventory at last, that we need to buy a cooker. Because we've lived in rent accommodation for the last... I've lived in rent accommodations for 8 years now. So I've never, ever had to buy a cooker. This was the first place I had to ever buy a fridge or a freezer or a washing machine. So we're finally having to buy a cooker. So that's our next big killer. That's our next big killer, and then followed on by having a baby. So babies aren't cheap, are they? All around, that's pretty much all the goods and the bads. Not having fun packing, but oh well, never mind. I'll have to do it, because I really, really just want to move into this house and be able to just paint walls. I can't wait for that. Thanks for listening, and I hope anyone that's listening, especially fellow mummy bloggers that I know are also pregnant, I hope you're also having a good time and things are going well for you. Thanks for listening. Bye.